Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
Steps to Christ. Chapter 1. God's Love for Man. Nature and revelation alike testify of God's love. Our Father in heaven is the source of life, of wisdom, and of joy. Look at the wonderful and beautiful things of nature. Think of their marvelous adaptation to the needs and happiness not only of man, but of all living creatures. The sunshine and the rain that gladden and refresh the earth, the hills and seas and plains, all speak to us of the Creator's love. It is God who supplies the daily needs of all His creatures. In the beautiful words of the psalmist, "The eyes of all wait upon Thee, and Thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thine hand and satisfiest the desire of every living thing." Psalm 145, verses 15 and 16. God made man perfectly holy and happy, and the fair earth, as it came from the Creator's hand, bore no blight of decay or shadow of the curse. It is transgression of God's law, the law of love, that has brought woe and death. Yet, even amid the suffering that results from sin, God's love is revealed. It is written that God cursed the ground for man's sake, Genesis 3:17, the thorn and the thistle, the difficulties and trials that make his life one of toil and care, were appointed for his good as a part of the training needful in God's plan for his uplifting from the ruin and degradation that sin has wrought. The world, though fallen, is not all sorrow and misery. In nature itself are messages of hope and comfort. There are flowers upon the thistles, and the thorns are covered with roses. God is love is written upon every opening bud, upon every spire of springing grass. The lovely birds making the air vocal with their happy songs, the delicately tinted flowers in their perfection perfuming the air, the lofty trees of the forest with their rich foliage of living green, all testify to the tender, fatherly care of our God, and to His desire to make His children happy. The Word of God reveals His character. He Himself has declared His infinite love and pity. When Moses prayed, "Show me Thy glory," the Lord answered, "I will make all my goodness pass before Thee." Exodus chapter 33, verses 18 and 19. This is His glory. The Lord passed before Moses and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. Exodus chapter 34, verses 6 and 7. He is slow to anger, and of great kindness, because He delighteth in mercy. Jonah chapter 4, verse 2, Micah chapter 7, verse 18. God has bound our hearts to Him by unnumbered tokens in heaven and in earth. Through the things of nature and the deepest and tenderest earthly ties that human hearts can know, He has sought to reveal Himself to us. Yet these but imperfectly represent His love. Though all these evidences have been given, the enemy of good blinded the minds of men so that they looked upon God with fear. They thought of Him as severe and unforgiving. Satan led men to conceive of God as a being whose chief attribute is stern justice, one who is a severe judge, a harsh, exacting creditor. He pictured the Creator as a being who is watching with jealous eye to discern the errors and mistakes of men, that He may visit judgments upon them. It was to remove this dark shadow by revealing to the world the infinite love of God that Jesus came to live among men. The Son of God came from heaven to make manifest the Father. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. John chapter 1 verse 18. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Matthew chapter 11 verse 27. When one of the disciples made the request, "Show us the Father," Jesus answered, "Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father?" John chapter 14, verses 8 and 9. In describing his earthly mission, Jesus said, "The Lord hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised." Luke chapter 4, verse 18. This was his work. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed by Satan. There were whole villages where there was not a moan of sickness in any house, for he had passed through them and healed all their sick. His work gave evidence of his divine anointing. Love, mercy, and compassion were revealed in every act of his life. His heart went out in tender sympathy to the children of men. He took man's nature that he might reach man's wants. The poorest and humblest were not afraid to approach him. Even the little children were attracted to him. They loved to climb upon his knees and gaze into the pensive face, benignant with love. Jesus did not suppress one word of truth, but he uttered it always in love. He exercised the greatest tact and thoughtful, kind attention in his intercourse with people. He was never rude, never needlessly spoke a severe word, never gave needless pain to a sensitive soul. He did not censure human weakness. He spoke the truth, but always in love. He denounced hypocrisy, unbelief, and iniquity, but tears were in his voice as he uttered his scathing rebukes. He wept over Jerusalem, the city he loved, which refused to receive him, the way, the truth, and the life. They had rejected him, the Savior, but he regarded them with pitying tenderness. His life was one of self-denial and thoughtful care for others. Every soul was precious in his eyes. While he ever bore himself with divine dignity, he bowed with the tenderest regard to every member of the family of God. In all men he saw fallen souls whom it was his mission to save. Such is the character of Christ as revealed in his life. This is the character of God. It is from the Father's heart that the streams of divine compassion, manifest in Christ, flow out to the children of men. Jesus, the tender, pitying Savior, was God, manifest in the flesh.
Thank you. We pray that when we have felt the love day and night with our prayer, help us to be continuous in the work of well doing, to intercede for our brothers and our sisters, our neighbors, our friends, and our families, Lord. Help us to be in prayer, in season and out of season. Help us to pray without ceasing. Help us to afflict our soul, Lord. Please have mercy upon the youth, the young adults, the children, and each and every one of us. Oh, Lord, bless us through this and fill us with your Holy Spirit. Be with the speaker as he would be coming on at the 8 o'clock hour, Lord. May you prepare his heart, Lord. May you prepare his mind for the message that you will have him to bring to us this Holy Sabbath evening, Lord. Bless us again. Protect us and guide us and be with our mind. and give us wisdom and understanding according to all that we have desired and all that you desire to give us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Again, lesson 7, my brothers and joining us, God is good and he's worthy to be praised. And I just want to read something from 1 Timothy. So go ahead and press 1 to share your testimony for First Scripture reading. I want to get everyone ready to share and give everyone at least 5 minutes or so to share. The earlier you share it, the more time you will have, brothers and sisters, because as we get into the later hours, the time will be limited. Amen. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15 said, "This is a faithful saint and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief." Jesus came into the world to save us, brothers and sisters. So may we remember that, and may we never forget that. It continues, verse 16, "Howbeit to this cause I obtain mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all longsuffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to everlasting life. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen." And we have to remember prayer, power of prayer for all men. We ought to be interceder for everyone, brothers and sisters. And this is why we come on this prayer line, to intercede testimonies and to talk of the goodness of God, so that those that are listening and will be listening via the rebroadcast, and those that are in Canada, Japan, South Korea, the Netherlands that are listening, we just want to welcome them, and we pray that they have a blessed Sabbath as they come together to join us. Amen. Can I go to the first caller? Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Welcome. 518-951. Your line is now open.
Okay. Good evening, my dear beloved Sister Carla. This is Sister Powell calling from upstate New York, from Kingston, Jamaica. Happy Sabbath, and thank you for opening my line, and also for that reading and, you know, for that wonderful prayer. You know, we all need the Lord, and this is the time that, you know, we have to present all our problems, all our trials, because we know we have a loving God who is dear to us. So I will just start without my praise report with just a prayer. What a friend we have in Jesus, a dear friend that we can call upon, who is in the most holy sanctuary. Hear our cry, O Lord, and allow us, dear Father, to know the love that you have for us, and also the privilege that you have given unto us, so that we can come boldly to the throne to give you thanks and praise for all the blessings that you restores upon us during the past week that gone down in history. You have protected us. You have provide for us. You have sustained us. You have strengthened us. You have given us the love that, you know, only a father could give their children, dear Lord. You supply our many needs, Lord, and you protect us on the busy highway. So, Father, this evening, this blessed Sabbath evening, we come to say thank you. Father, there are times we look at these things and we took it for granted, but now we can know that, Lord, all our burdens and all our trials and tribulation, when we do cast it upon you and have faith in you and believe that you are able to do it, we can rejoice and say thank you. Heavenly Father, this line, Lord, as we come to you, Father, this little group, Lord, that you have placed us together as family, we want to thank you for everyone. We thank you for Sister Carlo. Lord, we thank you for Brother Rick, Lord, Brother Ray, Father, Sister Leola. We thank you for the UD Calvary, Calvary, Lord, family, we thank you for Sister Cancinelli and her family. Lord, we thank you for Brother Eli, his mom and his family, Sister Tamiko and her family, her children, and also her siblings. We want to thank you for Sister Stephanie, her children, Carter and KJ. We thank you for Amanda, dear Father Nicholas, Lord. We thank you for Jarvis, Lord. We also thank you for Nicole. And also, Lord, we lift up Brother Rick, Lord, his mom and his father, his wife, and all his daughter, dear Lord, his daughters. We lift them up to you today, dear Lord, myself, Father. We lift up Brother Bernard, Brother Mozart. We also lift up Brother O'Neill, dear Lord, and all our brothers and sisters that join, who used to join, and those who are joining us this day, Brother Ricardo, Lord, Brother Akeem James, Akeem Burke, Father Jensine, Nehomi, Lord, all of those, dear Sister Rose in Florida. This evening, Lord, we just give you all the praise, Lord. We started with them. They are, some of them are still holding on, and some are out, but dear Father, they are your children. So we present them to you today. Father, keep on blessing us and keep on allowing us to let our light shine, that wherever we go, people will see Christ in us, and that they can come to know you, that we can tell them about you, dear Father, and give you all the praise that due to you. So we just want to thank you this evening that we can join this line to praise you and to bring honor and to bring glory to your wonderful name. We present our little children, Sister Brenda and Brother John, these precious little children, Lord. We present Naomi and Jojo, dear Father, and Denise to you, Harbor, dear Lord, and all little ones, them, dear Father, who sing their little songs and read their little scripture, Lord. Sister Katie, Father, and her twins, Lord, we lift them up to you, dear Lord, Lord, and also our dear sister with the other little twins who sung on the line and read their scripture passage, dear Father. We lift them up because they are your precious jewels. So we ask you to cover them under your blood. And this is the one that you are saying, if they were rightly trained, so you gave us the responsibility to train them up to in the fear of you, so that when they grow old, they will not depart. So we ask you to cover them under your blood today. Ricardo, we lift up the Williams family, Lord. Rosie and her children, Lord. Rosie, who is sick, now we place her in your care, Lord. Nadine, who lost her sister, we lift her up to you, dear Father, this evening, so that you can strengthen that family, dear Lord, who going through this morning. We lift up Sister Princess, Lord, in Albany, who is going through a great sickness at this time. Spoke to her today, and her spirit was up, dear Father, trusting you and believing you and leaving all things to you. You are the great physician. You are the healer, sympathizing Jesus. So we place her in your hand today, Father, for strength. There's Sister Carla, the moderator, Lord, and also we lift up Brother Ricardo, who will be presenting the message. Keep us, Lord, this day that we can rejoice, and everyone who come on the line, dear Father, can be blessed. We also present all those who are on the internet from Netherlands, Lord, from America, upstate New York, Tennessee, and Louisiana, dear Father, Africa, Asia, Jamaica, and all over Canada. We ask you to pour out your sweet blessings upon them and help us to be faithful today. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen, amen. Yes, my dear Sister Carla, God is so good. He's so great. He is keeping me, Lord. Yesterday we had a wonderful time in Zion, in St. Catherine, dear, in Lime Hall, St. Catherine, and my dear beloved. This is how you know that whenever time, you know, you present the love of Christ with wherever you go, and people really see Christ and Christ alone, you know, you can say the blessing come down. And I tell you, my dear, we was there for around 2 weeks. After the holiday season we are in, I was not there for a few weeks. And brother, when we went yesterday, it was like a blessing, my dear beloved. God gave us traveling mercies, the little team went. And I'm telling you, they really presented themselves and really do, you know, the work with your saw the joy within their heart. And, you know, I was even saying, my dear Sister Carla, that sometimes, you know, you want to go to another little district, they call it district, but because of the, it is not just a closed district, and sometimes the transportation is not there. But God have blessed us, Sister Carla, in a way that, you know what, we have a transportation that, you know, we always ready, you know, when we are in need. So we just want to give God thanks for using, you know, the driver and the vehicle and the protection on the busy road highway that we went and, you know, present Christ and do what to do, you know. And I am telling you that God is really good. So we actually, tonight is praise night. Not asking the Lord for anything, but to give him thanks for everything that he has done. So I just thank God for everything, Sister Carla. Keep on praying. Keep on praying for us so that God will continue to strengthen. And another praise report I have, just a while ago, I got a report, a call from one of our dear brother, Elder Lewis from Albany, had called Sister Carla, and he's in Jamaica. And I was so excited hearing from him that he said he will be coming to visit. So God is so good. God is so great, my dear. So keep on praying for Sister Powell and Grandma Powell, Sister Carla. And God has been good, and I just give him the praise. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Carla, for the prayer. Thank you for all the rich blessings, testimonies that the Lord has given you to share with us. And, you know, you feel your things that are on your prayer for different people and the Corinthians and, you know, different people. And it's just a blessing to see that you're in another part of the world, the country, and you're still solid and able to share and testify the goodness of God. Because we know God said you will never lose or forsake. And wherever he said to go to do his work, he's going to be there with us. He's going to send help. He's going to send healing. He's going to provide. So praise the Lord. Praise the living God. Amen. We have a lot of hands up, so I will go to the next caller again. Good evening, brothers, for joining us, and happy Sabbath. 518-482, your line is now open.
Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line. Happy summer to one and all. I'm so happy to be here this evening to welcome God's holy Sabbath day of rest. I had a very busy week as usual. Going out, going in, we had a little snow, but not much. And Albany is still dry. And we had a little rain during the night, during the day, but not too much. And the weather is fine up here. But I just want to thank God for his blessings on us, on me in particular, on our family. First I'm making my prayer request. I want you to pray again for our family because we have another death in the family. Sister Pat has lost another sister, another brother this morning. And so the family is mourning again after the loss of another of her first brother. And then one again this weekend. So you could be asked for prayer for her, okay? And as I was This evening, I was finished early with my work, ready for the Sabbath as usual. And I was sitting there. I was calling another brother to tell him what happened. And then, you know, while he was talking, I says, you know what? We have 5 more minutes and the Sabbath would be here. He was shocked when I told him that. I said, yes, we have 5 more minutes and the Sabbath hours would be here. He said, okay, thank you for telling me. You know, brothers and sisters, the Sabbath is very, very important. And sometimes we take it very, very lightly. But I take it very seriously. When the Sabbath hours come, I must be ready. I must be ready. And I used to teach my children in Sabbath school this little song. When the sun goes down on Friday, on Friday, on Friday. When the sun goes down on Friday, it's God's holy day begins. And I want to sing this little song, right? When the sun goes down on Friday, on Friday, on Fridays. When the sun goes down on Friday, it's the blessed Sabbath day. We get ready for the Sabbath. We get ready for the Sabbath all through the week. But when the sun goes down, we should be in our place, ready, ready, ready to welcome God's holy day. And I want to, I'm so happy that I could be, try to be in place every week, even if something tried to repeat. When my husband comes home, I'm ready to welcome the Sabbath. Sometimes he don't even have to take off his clothes because he comes in a bit late. I say, it's time for us to get welcome God's holy day. And he sits down and we welcome God's holy day. And I'm very happy that I can, you know, be there to welcome God's Sabbath hours when it comes in. You know, my dear brothers and sisters, great changes are soon to take place in our world. And she says the changes, the final movements would be rapid ones. And this evening, I just ask God to keep us all faithful and keep us alert about the times in which we are living in. My prayer this evening is that God would help us as his people to comprehend the seriousness of the time in which we live. You know, as I sit down today, I see so many people just dying. And it's just last week we had a death. And it's even a week out. And she has another death in the family. We have another death in the family. And he took him just like that, heart attack, and died. Went in. They said he was going to recover, but he didn't. He had the first, and then the second one came on. They tried to resuscitate him, and he came back a little, and they think that he would have stayed, and then he had another attack, and then he went. So life is not promised to any of us, and may God help us to see our, you know, our spiritual deficiency in even these little things, and especially keeping the Sabbath, because the Sabbath would be a test. It would be a test for each one of us. So I am asking God to help me and to help all of us on this line to have that experience, such an experience that will fit us to pass through those final hour of trial and to meet the Lord in peace. It's just Sunday he was in church with his Sunday he was in church at the funeral of his brother, and he followed his brother immediately. Just imagine that. And people are dying, I'm telling you, people are dying. Every day you could hear somebody that you know pass. So may God help us to realize how serious these days we are living in and to try to comprehend God's word so that we can help somebody along the Christian pathway. Thank you. Happy Sabbath to all of you, all of us on this line tonight, and God help us to be faithful. Thank you, Sister. God for in my life. Thank you.
I can hear the cry and the moan in your voice as you said people are dying, and rightly so. We see the news. People are just young, old, middle age, just dying. No disease, nothing. Just heart attack and cardiac arrest and stroke and just dying. But many of us know why. Mm-hmm. But this is not health reform Thursday. But my friends are, our friends, our family, they need to detox, even us. But those especially that have received a certain thing in 2020-21 need to detox and need to pray and ask God to for forgiveness. So that, as the serpent, Moses put the serpent on the stick, and those that got bitten by the serpent was supposed to look and live, you know. So as we're supposed to look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, and ask for forgiveness so that we can live and so that we can accept him, you know, and those around us, and do not go into a Christless grave. May the Lord truly have mercy upon this world and upon his creation, his creatures. We're mourning, we're suffering, and there's a lot more to come, and this is just the beginning. So may the Lord truly help us. Thank you again for sharing. I will go to the next caller again. Good evening, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us. Happy Sabbath. Please press 1 and so I can open your line. And please be brief, as we have many callers that have pressed 1-985-232. Your line is now open.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. I just want to thank God for watching over us and waking us up. Thank him for his grace and his mercy. We were blessed when you opened this prayer line for us to come on, and your scriptures and all that you said was beautiful. And I'm just grateful for God, you know, and our family. I want to read a prayer for all of us. Thank you, Jesus, for the healing that you bring to our lives. We cannot fix or heal ourselves, but we're learning that you have the power to bring life. Amen, amen. Yes, this is all we need to do is repent, like Sister Carla say, and ask for forgiveness. But it's just that a lot of people just don't want to hear that. And, you know, they don't want to hear nothing about repent and asking for forgiveness, because I tell them that, and But I'm like, you just can't tell your father that, and he can tell all you all the words, and he loved you. He first loved you, and he gave his only begotten son for you. And you just can't repent for yourself and telling, asking for forgiveness of your sins. You know, it's a sad thing, and some people say, "No, I ain't got to do all. I ain't got to do nothing." Well, you know, that's I get scared from, because of the shortening of their life. But God, I say, "Glory be to God. I'm gonna pray for you." You know, and that's all I could tell them, because, and right down the street where I'm from, I'm living in a coastal, a lot of water, and a high bridge. A friend of mine, husband, he went, jumped off and killed himself. Everybody gets suicidal, want to come here, and we know family, and then they want to jump off the bridge and die. So he jumped off the bridge and killed himself. He's been down there 2 days, and we don't know, nobody know why, what happened. And I'm like, oh my God, why did he do this down here? So I just actually, we just went to praying, mentioned John for them, and I'm like, Lord, just help them. So I just asked for prayer for the sick. the hungry, the bereaved family, for all the nursing homes, the jail house, hospital, all the ones that on this prayer line, on the whatever prayer line they're on, all our brothers and sisters that are here, far, near, and all of them missing, we pray to just come back on the line, just give a word. We know they're still in good health. And we just thank the ones we have that are hanging on and know strong. And we just going to keep on praying and lifting up the good Lord. And, oh, thank God for Sister Powell. The Lord is keeping her strong. And pray for her to continue her journey because she's doing a wonderful job. She's still standing. And the Lord is giving her work and working with her. And Carla, you're doing a good job. Some kind of way your phone is running out. We can't hear everything you say, but you're doing a blessed job. Amen. That's it, Brother John. I'm not going to talk tonight. Amen. Just a call. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for sharing this agenda. Praise the Lord. Thank you again. I'm not sure what's happening with my phone, but sometimes the enemy comes in and lets it trying to destroy or, you know, cause an issue. But let us pray, Heavenly Father. I pray that my phone will be working. So bless it. This technology that as we use it, that your name be glorified. May your mercy be upon us and to protect the around evil and help us, Lord, to trust in us to give our hearts to you today. In Jesus' name, amen. I'll go to the next call. Again, happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. 272-770. Your line is now open.
Thank you for opening my line, Sister Carla.
Mm-hmm.
Happy Sabbath to each and every one of you. Amen. Praise the Lord. This is Sister Tymeko from Pennsylvania, and I just would like to share a scripture in the book of Psalms 150, verses 1 through 6. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the tremble and dance. Praise him with the string instrument and organ. Praise him upon the loud cymbal. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbal. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen and amen. My sister, I have a song I would like to sing. Maybe I should just sing the first verse because I know you might have other people
Amen.
On the line. Thank
yes.
you so much, Sister Carla. Amen. It's taken from, let me see. Oh, it's on page 341, To God Be the Glory.
To God be the glory, great things he has done. So mighty the world that he gave us his son. He yielded his life in atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father, through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he has done.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for opening my line, Sister Carla. I just want to lift up all my precious brothers and sisters on this prayer line this evening, Sister Powell and her family members, and what she's doing is amazing in Jamaica, so continue to pray for her. Sister Stephanie, Sister Leola, for all of our brothers and sisters, Sister Continelli, And my deepest condolences to her and her family. And Sister Brenda and Brother John, and prayer for you too and for my family. I thank you so much for opening my line. God bless you all. I love you and have a blessed and beautiful Sabbath. God's blessing. Amen. Bye-bye.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister, for coming on and sharing that song. We always can always praise the Lord because great things he has done, great things he is doing, great things he has done for the beginning. He died for us while we were yet sinners, brothers and sisters. What a powerful thing he has done for us. So we just have to praise the Lord in all things, give praise and give thanks to the Lord. And we continue to keep each other in prayer and our families and friends. Amen. Thank you again. I'll go to the next caller. Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us this evening. I just want to welcome you wherever you are. 225-337, your line is now open.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters. This is Sister Leola. I'm calling from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and I just want to thank God for once again to get on the prayer line. I just have one scripture I like to read, and it's from Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. It says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. I am so grateful to God's Sabbath. And as I am blessed to enter into his rest, you know we are all blessed that we are here on this Sabbath day. The Bible tells us 6 days we shall work and do all what we have to do, but the seventh day is his holy Sabbath. So now when you can come in and enjoy God's holy Sabbath, it is a blessing. So I'm grateful to enjoy this Sabbath. So I will just listen and just listening to all the testimonies and the sharing the scriptures. It is truly a blessing to hear. And so I just want to say thank God for the prayer line once again. And thank you, Sister Carl, for opening my line. And God bless. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord, Leola. It's a blessing to hear your voice and to know the work that the Lord is doing within your home, and as you also help out with the prayer line, and thank the Lord for bringing us together for such a time as this, that we should gather on the prayer line. Amen. To encourage each other, to pray for each other, and to share the good news of the soon coming and the preparation that we need to make in our head. Amen. So I have a couple more hands, my brothers and sisters. Please be brief, and I will go ahead and open the line for 931-332. Good evening. Happy Sabbath. Your line is open.
Good evening. Happy Sabbath to you all, Sister Carla.
Mm-hmm.
Praying that your phone will work. And it's good to hear Sister Tamiko and all the others. Praise the Lord. Pray that we all have a wonderful Sabbath. We know God is greatly and worthy to be praised. So we won't keep anyone long because I know we have others, and I would like to take up everybody's the time that they may have. Few others. So God bless us. I just do this song. I don't know. It seemed like I just love singing lately again. I believe the Lord wants to get my voice tuned up for His, giving Him the honor and the glory. Praise the Lord. Happy Sabbath to all. I understand the nearer my God to thee. If ever we need to get nearer, it is now. Yes? By the grace of God. Nearer my God to thee. Nearer my God to thee. Nearer to thee. And cross thou gavest me, still all my songs shall be, nearer my God to thee, nearer my God to thee, nearer to thee. This like a upon. Darkness be over me, my restless soul. Yet in my dreams I deem nearer my God to thee, nearer my God to thee, nearer to thee. There let the way appear, step up to heaven. That thou givest me in mercy give. Yet in my dreams I be nearer my God to thee, nearer my God to thee, nearer to thee. Oh, if on joyful wings, leave in the sky, sun, moon, and stars, of what I fly. Still all my songs shall be nearer my God to thee, nearer my God to thee, nearer to thee.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Elder Richardson, for that so near. And that is our desire to be near and close to our Lord. Amen. In spirit and in truth. May the Lord continue to bless you, Elder Richardson, your wife, Sister Richardson, and the family and the grandchildren and those that are there in Iron City and at the Eden Restore Mission Mission Church. So may the Lord continue to bless you, my brother. Amen. So I got two more calls again. Please be brief, brothers and sisters. We're going to go into prayer. Amen. 857-505. Happy Sabbath. Good evening. Your line is now open.
Amen. Hello, Sister Carla. Hello, my beloved brothers and sisters. How are you? My name is Brother Eli. My beloved brothers and sisters, my name is Brother Eli. I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts. I'd like to thank God, Sister Carla, for his love, for his mercy, because God is good. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. There is no one else like him. I have a prayer request, Sister Carla, before I sing a song, my dear sister. My prayer request. Request is to lift up my mom in prayer, Sister Carla. Do not forget to lift up my mom in prayer. My mom needs a lot of prayer. Do not forget to lift up me in prayer, too. Lift me up in prayer, Sister Carla. And Sister Carla, please lift up Brother Dylan in prayer. His name is Brother Dylan, D-L-Y-A-N. Please lift up Brother Dylan in prayer, that the Lord will bless him, and pray for Brother Dylan. He will worship the Lord with us, my dear sister. Brother Dylan, welcome on this prayer line, Brother Dylan. May God continue to bless you, Brother Dylan. God will bless you with a special message tonight, Brother Dylan. Brother Dylan, let us rejoice and be glad in it, my brother. Today is the day that the Lord has made. Oh, let us rejoice Brother Dylan. Let us rejoice, Brother Dylan, and be glad in it, because God is able. He's amazing, God. He's the King of Kings, and He is the Lord of Lords. I just sing that song for you, my brother. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, we are going to see the King. Sister Carla, no more sieges, no more sieges anymore. We are going to see the King. No more sieges anymore. We are going to see the King. No more sieges anymore. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, we are going to see the King. No more dying there. We are going to see the King. No more dying there. We are going to see the King. Let's sing it, Elder Winston, Sister Carla, Sister Tarigo. No more dying there. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, brothers and sisters.
May you be blessed.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. For sure, there will be no more dying, no more crying, no more sorrows or pain in heaven. And we long to be there with our Lord. We long to be with our King of Kings, Lord of Lords, our Creator. So that we should hear, well done, good and faithful servant. So we have a work to do, brothers and sisters. Work without faith is dead. So we have a work to do. But we are not saved by our works. We're saved by grace, amen, through Christ. But he wants us to help him to save those that are dying, those that are sick, those that are lost. So I'll go to the next caller again. Good evening, brothers and sisters. This is the last call before we go into prayer. Thank you again for joining us. 240-988. Your line is now open.
Happy Sabbath, Shabbat Shalom. Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening up my line. It was a blessing hearing Brother Richardson with that song. That's one of my favorite songs. And as well, Brother Eli. Psalm 92, verse 1 says, "It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High." So I want to give God thanks for the Sabbath day. I heard Sister Continelli talking about ushering the Sabbath, and I'm thankful. You know, today I was out, and that was my concern. I don't like to go out on Fridays to do, you know, anything, because I want to make sure that I'm home for the Sabbath. So I'm one of the elders from the church. One of my grandfather came and got me, and I went into the store. I was trying to wait for my son so that he could come and give me the cards, because he had both cards that had, you know what I mean, that was connected to my bank account. And so I went into Staples because I needed some things to print. And the guy was like, I thought I could, you know, just give them the job and then come back and pay. So he put it in, and then he was like, I said, okay. He said, well, you're going to have to pay now. I said, well, I didn't have, you know, I don't have the card. I don't have the money with me. So I said, okay, let me go back in the car. And it happened to me twice. And so I went out and I said, you know, to my church dad, grandpa, I said, do you have any cash? Because usually I don't have cash, right? And usually people don't have cash. So I said, do you have any cash? And he was like, yeah, sure. So he told me, he said, how much you want? So I gave him, you know, he gave me the money. I went in and paid. I had another place that I needed to stop to ask them, you know, how much is it going to be if it was cheaper than the other place. So I went in there, and the guy told me his price was much cheaper. And so I put in the order, the same thing, because normally you could put in the order and come and pay later. So he was like, you know, he said, oh, you're going to have to put on half. And I was like, oh, my goodness. I said, okay, let me go. You know, he took the order. I said, let me go and call my son and say, okay, you need to come and, bring me the card so I could get the money, so I could pay the people. And so as I was waiting, my church, because, you know, I mean, I wasn't going to ask him for any money. I asked him for $20. That was okay. So then he was like, well, how much money is the thing? Because, you know what I mean, I could give you the money. I was like, no, I mean, because I knew it was a lot. The job was like almost $200. And so I was like, no, you know what I mean, no, it's going to be a lot. He was like, well, didn't you say it was $57? I was like, that was one of the jobs, right? But all the job come by. So he said, you need to tell me, right? And I heard the Spirit say, you know, because usually sometimes we're so bashful when people are trying to bless us. We, you know what I mean? So I was like, no. He was like, listen, I ask you, tell me how much it is. So when I told him how much it is, let me tell you, that man had the exact amount of money that was the job, right? And so I said, but I don't want to take your money. He said, I'm giving it to you. Go ahead. I could get it back from you, whatever. So I went in there, and so the guy had told me that he wouldn't have done the job before I paid him. Did you know that when I went in there to pay him, the job was already done? He said, I'm done with it. I said, but I thought you said that, you know, I had to pay you half. He said, no, I trust you, and I knew you were going to come back. Lord have mercy. I was like, thank you, God, so much for your blessings. I happened, this is my last one because I know you're pressed for time. I happened to, you know, to be calling one of my girlfriend, but it's really one of the ladies that I worked with. And I finally got her. She called me today. Well, two of them. She called me today, and she was like, oh, my goodness. I said, you're alive. I'm so glad. I'm thankful. I was trying to get in touch with you. And something that she said to me, and it really struck, because we don't know how we impact people. And just that we are to be, as Sister Carla always share, we are to be an ambassador, not only when we're at church, but we're to be an ambassador for Jesus Christ in everywhere that we go. And she said to me today, she said, you know what? I don't miss anybody, but the one person I miss working at that school is you. And I was like, really? She said, yes. She said, you were fair, you were honest, and you made sure that the kids knew what you expected and they were going to do right because you made them understand what is it they're supposed to do and right from wrong. And it was just such a blessing to hear the fact that, you know, a lot of times we think we're going about and doing our daily stuff or a job, but know that people are watching us. And this is the last one, I promise. Today, one of my other colleagues that I worked for, he called me and he said to me, you know what, Pastor Williams, I want you to pray for me. Please pray for me, and because I know that when you pray, God answers. And I was able to talk to him. I was able to share with him. And when we were coming up on the Sabbath, I heard Sister Consonelli saying that she shared with her brother. I said to him, I am coming up on the Sabbath. And as I'm coming up on the Sabbath, I want to be able to usher it in with you and pray for you and pray. And we had a prayer, and he said, oh, my goodness, thank you so much. And we were able to bring the Sabbath. He's not a Sabbath keeper, but we were able to bring the Sabbath. And the another thing, again, he knew that in time of trouble, he could call for somebody to pray, and God will hear the prayer, the effectual prayer of the righteous must avail it. So thank you so much, Sister Carlin. Continue to pray for me and my family. Thank you for opening up my line.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for those prayer reports that's encouraging to know that your friends and coworkers see you in such a light, you know, Christ-like. Because, you know, as we go about our work, our daily business, people are looking at us. We talking once again to the Lord wherever we go. So it's a blessing to know that, to see that, and for you to walk in the light and the truth that God has given you and sharing with others. So that is powerful indeed, my sister. Amen. So I'm not sure if Sister Leola is able to give us a brief word of prayer. As we had already about 2-3 prayers already, just a general prayer. I'm not sure if she's able. Okay, I don't see her line. Okay, so, oh, yes, there she is. I'll see if she's able to give us a brief word of prayer, just a general prayer. Okay. Your line is not open, Sister Leola?
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, brothers, let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, we come before you once again, and Father, it is a privilege that I can come to you and pray and that I am asked to pray. So, Heavenly Father, as I lift up my voice before you, Father, we come all on this prayer line and lifting up one another to you, Father. We ask in this hour to forgive us for our sins, and we pray, Father, for one another that you will look in our heart. And, Lord, if there's anything, Lord, that we need to repent of this night, Lord, as hearing your word. We're asking you to forgive us. And we're asking you to please have mercy upon each and every one of us. Now, Lord, as we lift up the prayers, the requests that has been mentioned, we're lifting them up all collectively, Father, asking that you would see each heart, and we asking that you, Lord, search us and know us, and, Lord, help us and lead and guide us into the right way of the Lord. Oh, Father, we thank you for this prayer line tonight. We thank you for Brother Richardson and his song, Father. I'm lifting him up to you, his wife, his family, his land. We're lifting up everything to you, Father, that my brother is able to come to you with songs, prayers, and everything that he have in him to praise you and to worship you. Heavenly Father, I lift up all my brothers and sisters. As Sister Stephanie been going through her little crucifer, her trial, Lord, I lift it up to you, Lord, knowing that you will open up the doors for her and that no man can close. So, Heavenly Father, I'm asking that you be with her, she and her family, and even her, what she is going through with her job, Lord, because you know her situation. Because, Lord, the enemy don't want to see us praise God. It is because her praise to you, and it's because her love for you, Father, devil want to destroy. He want to discredit. So, Father, I'm asking, Lord, that you bless her above and let the people know that they cannot touch her and neither can they harm her. So, Heavenly Father, we lift up Sister Power in all her endeavor, Lord. Father, she's out there witnessing, testifying, and bringing people to the Lord. May you bless them, Father. May you help these people out there to hear the word. It's not Sister Power, Father, but it is, Lord, have mercy, Jesus, help me. Father, I just want to thank you for allowing me to pray. Now, Lord, as I close up in this prayer, I'm asking you to help us and strengthen us on this prayer line as we pray for the speaker. Bless him, and I'm asking you to bless his family. And we thank you, Lord, for all these blessings that we ask. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Thank you, Sister Cola.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Viola, for that prayer. Again, thank you, brothers and sisters, for joining us. We will go right to our brother, Brother Ricardo. Amen. Good evening. Happy Sabbath, Brother Ricardo. And to your wife, Sister Samantha, your line is now open.
Well, thank you so much, Sister Carla. Happy Sabbath. Thank you so much for opening up my line.
Amen.
And thank you so much for your faithfulness. May the Lord continue to bless you. And my brothers and sisters, thank you so much for your testimony and your song, Brother Richard, Brother Richardson. Thank you so much as well. Continue to remain faithful, my brother. I say happy Sabbath to every one of you on this prayer line this evening, beloved. So this evening what we're going to look at, we're going to look at the third angel message, preparing a people to stand true to the Lord. So we want to really understand what is the purpose of the third angel. The third angel, beloved, is preparing a people to stand true to the Lord. But before we go into the Word of God, we need the power of the Holy Spirit. So brothers and sisters, please silently pray for me that my words will not be heard, but Christ will be heard and Christ's words will be uplifted and exalted. Amen. So let us go into a word of prayer. Father in heaven, nothing good I have done. I am a sinful man. We are wretched, O God, and we come before your presence, boldly before your throne. Lord, I'm asking you to touch my lips with the coal from the altar and purge me from all unrighteousness. Purge my brothers and sisters who on this prayer line. And Lord, we ask him to send angels of excelling strength to be around and about each and every one of us. And let your will be done in our lives. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. So, beloved, well, we're going to look at the third angel message, preparing a people to stand true to the Lord. But before we go into the word, go with me to 1 Corinthians. Let me claim a promise with you. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. Because I want to show you why I'm carrying you here. Remember, the title for this evening, the third angel message, preparing a people to stand true to the Lord. Beloved, we are told, eye has not seen, nor ear have heard, neither have entered into the hearts of men, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. How many things the Spirit of God is revealing to us? Deep things of God. That word deep means bathos, beloved. It means go beyond the surface. In these last days, we cannot be surface reader or surface dweller. Beloved, we need to go deep into the study of the word of God. This is how your faith will grow in Jesus in these last days. So now, beloved, as we are talking about the third angel, where does the third angel message take us? Where does the third angel message take us? In the sanctuary. Now, go with me to Ezekiel. Go with me to Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 2. I pray that you have your Bible and your notes, beloved. And take notes. Don't just come and to listen to me, because a lot of false preacher, a lot of false theology, false doctrine, and twisting the word of God, error and truth is mixed. And beloved, please take these things, because remember, beloved, the 10 virgins, when the bridegroom come and the cry to go forth to meet the bridegroom, we are told, beloved, we read it in the Bible, Matthew 25, those who claim to say they're in present truth, but they never make the necessary preparation to study and to show themselves approved unto God in these last days. Beloved, the time is coming, Advent light. I'm telling you, I'm warning you, I'm begging you, please. The time is coming, beloved, when all earthly support will cut off. The only thing you're going to stand on, the only foundation supposed to be your foundation in these last days, it is the word of God, Christ and him crucified. Amen. This is your bread, beloved. I pray that you have your spiritual plate and your spoon and fork. Amen. So let us go into the word of God. We're going to eat spiritually. Where does the third angel message take us? Into the sanctuary now. But we want to be specific. We're in the sanctuary. We know where is Jesus now? Jesus is in heaven, our high priest, right? In the most holy place of the heavenly sanctuary. So now where is the holy place? In the way of the east. When Jesus is coming when Jesus is going to appear in the second coming, beloved, he's going to come in the way of the east. In other words, where does the noonday sun rise? The sun rises in the east. Are you with me, beloved? And we know there's a lot of healing property come with the sun. Are you with me, beloved? Vitamin D. So now Jesus sent the third angel message. And along with the third angel, he sent the health message, which is the right arm of the gospel. Are you with me, beloved? Which we call the medical missionary. Those who embrace the health message, we call him the medical missionary in these last days. So I'm showing you the sanctuary, beloved. In order for you and I to be at the foot of Jesus, God sent us a message, and the third angel going to give us access, direct access to Jesus. Before you misinterpret what I said, we know when we pray, our prayer go up to God like sweet incense. Amen? But not the third angel now, beloved. It's just in case now. I can call Sister Carla phone because I have her number, right? So now this phone number give me access to Sister Carla. But I do not know where Sister Carla lives. But I may say, Brother Richardson, where does Sister Carla live? Brother Richardson is going to give me the address to give me direct access to find where Sister Carla is dwelling. Are you with me, beloved? So now God give us a message and to show us where Jesus is at, interceding on our behalf in heaven. Not only just in heaven, but in the most holy place of the heavenly sanctuary, in the way of the east. So when you pray, beloved, your prayer is going to heaven, in the most holy place where Jesus is at, interceding on you and I behalf. So you need to know the location where Jesus is at in heaven. It is very important as Seventh-day Adventist. Are you with me, beloved? So when you pray, beloved, your prayer is going to heaven. We're in heaven, in the most holy place of the heavenly center. Which location? In the way of the east. Now go with me now to Ezekiel chapter 43, verse 2. Ezekiel
chapter 43, verse 2 now. Watch this right here. I'm laying a foundation, beloved. Watch this right here now. And behold, the glory of God have came from the way of the east. What is in the east? That's temporary, remember. And his voice was like a noise of many waters. And the earth shined with his glory. Hold it right there. And the earth shined with his glory. You remember what Revelation chapter 18, verse 1? Let us do a comparison. Because, beloved, the message that God is sending from heaven, it is coming from the sanctuary. Are you with me, beloved? Watch this now. Revelation chapter 18, beloved. Verse 1, Revelation chapter 18, verse 1 says, and after these things I saw another angel came down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his what? His glory. So the power, the message of the third angel message, beloved, it is coming power. Are you with me, beloved? Power to transform your and our life. Power to give you victory over sin. Power to walk in obedience to your Savior in these last days. Are you with me, beloved? So God is sending the third angel, and the third angel is preparing you and I to stand. Stand for the crisis that is coming. Stand because all earthly support will cut off. Are you with me? Stand when family members reject you. Stand never to let go of Jesus' word and his promise. Are you with me, beloved? But this third angel, fearful is his work and powerful is his mission. He is the angel that is selecting and binding. Are you with me, beloved? Fearful and powerful is his mission. So remember now, I just read for you, beloved, Ezekiel chapter 43, remember? Verse 2, the glory of God of Israel came from the way of the east. Let me give you a little more hint. Remember Malachi chapter 4, write down Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. Jesus said, unto you that fear my name, hold it right there, pause. What message we have on fear? Remember Revelation chapter 14, verse 6? And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth. Hold it right there. Hold it. I think I'm moving too fast. Notice where this angel is flying, for I saw another angel fly in the midst. The word midst is dealing with the middle or center. So this angel is coming from the midst or the middle of heaven. Is in the middle of heaven, the throne of God. Mercy. What a revelation. Brothers and sisters, the word of God is sweet. Revelation chapter 14, verse 6, therefore, I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, to every nation, kindred, tongue, and people, saying with a loud voice, fear God. Hold it right now. Hold it now, Advent Light. Watch this now. Watch the comparison. The angel said, fear God. Listen to what Malachi chapter 4, verse 2 said. Jesus said, unto you that fear my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wing. Help message. Mercy. What a mighty God we serve. Hold it right there. What does it mean to fear God? Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12. Deuteronomy, write this one down. Because we want to know, what does it mean? Because you got anybody who are sick, beloved. God send a message, beloved, with healing. And the health message along with the herbs and all of these things and right eating, right practice, beloved. God wants to restore our body in these last days. Are you with me? God is a preacher and also a healer. Are you with me, beloved? So now the message that is coming from heaven, it is coming with also healing to restore your health, which we call the right arm of the gospel. Watch this now, beloved. What does it mean to fear God? Because remember Jesus said in Malachi chapter 4, verse 2, unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. So Jesus is sending a message from heaven with healing. So now in order for you and I to receive the healing power, it comes with a condition. Lord have mercy. Are you hearing this? Now, what is the condition? Because you must meet the condition to receive the blessing. Are you with me? So now, we must know, what does it mean to fear God? Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12. The Bible says, oh no, Israel, what doeth the Lord thy God require of thee to walk in all his ways? Pause. What does it mean to fear God? Advent life, to walk in all his ways. What is this way? John chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. But how can I really walk? I cannot see Jesus physically, but we have his word. Jesus said in John chapter 7, verse 17, if any man will do his will, he shall know the doctrine. In order for you and I to know what his will is, you must know doctrine. Jesus' doctrine. True doctrine. Are you with me, beloved, so far? I hope I don't lose you, beloved. So God is sending a message from what? Where? Heaven. If you don't believe me, watch this right here. Remember, the glory of God is coming from the way of the world, east. Now, watch this now. Let me give you more clarification on this. Go with me to Revelation chapter 7, verse 2 now. Go with me now. Revelation chapter 7, verse 2 now. Remember, the third angel message is preparing a people to stand. And in order for you to stand, beloved, you need a foundation. Are you with me? I know your position in this last day, where you stand. Who are you standing on? Are you standing on 15 sand? Are you standing on the rock, Christ Jesus? Watch this now. Because remember, Revelation chapter 14 also said, verse 6, for I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven. Now the Bible is going to show you which location in heaven this angel is coming from now. Watch this now. Revelation chapter 7, verse 2. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. Hold it right there. Which denomination have a message on seal? Only Seventh-day Adventists. What do you mean by that? Let me clarify this again for you. Revelation chapter 14, beloved, verse 6, said, say with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come. The only denomination have this message. So you are privileged to be under the first, second, and third angel. Are you with me, beloved? So the message that you have, this, we are a movement. The writings and the concept that you have, beloved, it is coming from the way of the east. Jesus write these things down through his man servant to give unto you and I. These things are what written for you and I, what learning. So we see the angels, and I saw another angel ascending from the east. When you hear the word east, it's coming from the most holy place, beloved, where Jesus is at interceding. When you're in the presence of Christ, remember, in Revelation again, chapter 14, verse 6, say, for I saw another angel fly in the midst. The word midst is dealing with the middle. You remember when Jesus was crucified on the cross and the disciple was hiding and Jesus come in their midst and he said, peace be unto you. Hold it right there, Lord have mercy. What is the purpose of the gospel? To bring peace to God's people in these last days. What contained in the gospel, beloved? What is containing in the gospel? It is the power of God unto salvation. So God is sending power from heaven to restore you and I in these last days. So you and I can what? Stand. True. Like Daniel. Dare to stand alone. Dare to have a purpose and make it known. What is the purpose? The purpose of the third angel message is to prepare you and I to stand. Stand true unto him. Are you with me, beloved? I have joy with the word of God. I don't know about you. Somebody's supposed to say, thank you, Jesus. All right, now, beloved, we're dealing with the sanctuary now. We're dealing with the sanctuary. Go with me to Psalm 77, verse 13. Psalm 77, verse 13. All of these scriptures, I'm giving you a laying a foundation. Really and truly, this is the introduction, beloved. Watch this now, beloved. We're going to our study now. Psalm 77, verse 13. Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Hold it right there. God's way is in the sanctuary. So in order for you and I to know, so listen now, in order for you and I to know God's way. You have to go into the sanctuary. Remember what Jesus said in John chapter 7, verse 17. If any man will do his will, he shall know. Hold it right there. Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. So Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So God give us access. God give us a message to give us access where Jesus is at. We need to have a close, intimate relationship with Jesus. We do not want to have the word, just the letter, but we want to have the giver of the word. Are you with me? Because the giver of the word, he has the power to transform you and I life in these last days. Are you with me? So the angels, the third angel is giving you and I access to Jesus. Even though you and I, we pray, and we can communicate with to God and Christ hear us and answer our prayers. Are you with me, beloved? But God give us a message to carry us in the most holy place of the heavenly sanctuary. But hold it right there now. Don't get too excited. In order for you to go into the most holy place, you have to remember the outer court, you have to make a sacrifice. To go into the holy, into the most holy. But let me not go ahead of myself. Remember Psalm 77, verse 13. That way, oh God, is in the what? Sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? So if God is in the sanctuary, Advent life, if God wants to know what is going on in the earth, where are we going to look from in the sanctuary, right? Does this make sense? If you don't believe me now, go with me to Psalm 102, verse 19. Psalms 102, verse 19. Psalms 102, verse 19. Bible says we must ask for the whole path and walk therein. So the whole path is dealing with the sanctuary, beloved. This is where this is where Jesus is at. This is where God functions. When God is speaking to his people, the message is speaking to us from the sanctuary. When God is sending a message to you, the message is coming from the sanctuary. Watch this now. Psalms 102, verse 19. For he had looked down from the height of his sanctuary. From heaven did the Lord behold the earth. So God is looking from the sanctuary, from the height of his sanctuary, right? And from heaven did the Lord behold the earth. Hold it right there. So if God wants to help his people, right, in these last days, if you need help, if you want Christ to help you in these last days, where does the help is coming from? Where is the help is coming from, beloved, in these last days? In the sanctuary. If you don't believe me, go with me to Psalms 20, verse 2. I want to show you, beloved, when you pray, when God sends a message to you, you must have a Adventist in this last day, you must know where all God operates, where God is answering your prayer from. You may be saying, this is very important. Beloved, I'm telling you, it's very important. Psalms 20, verse 2. Psalms 20, verse 2. And be helped from the sanctuary. Hold it right there, Advent life. When you need help, when you need courage, when you need a answer, when you need guidance from God, from heaven, where the help is coming from. The Bible just said, send thee what? From where? The sanctuary, and strengthen thee out of Zion. So if you want strength in these last days, in your walk with Christ, where does the strength come from? The sanctuary. Right, beloved? That's what the Bible said in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, the Bible says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. So God is sending a message with healing and also strength. And it's also with power, beloved. Let me read a quotation for you. I just give the Bible, and let us see if the sister wife quotation can back up everything I just said to you. What message will give us access to the most holy place? I have this question. I'm going to let the Spirit of Prophecy answer it. Early Writings, page 260. Early Writings, page 260 and page 261. Early Writings, page 260 and page 261. Listen to this now. Those who reject the first message could not be benefited by the second. She's dealing with the first and second angel. Neither were they benefited by the midnight cry, which was to prepare them to enter, listen, beloved, which was to prepare them to enter with Jesus by faith in the most holy place of the heavenly sanctuary. Getting sweeter now. By rejecting the two former messages, which is the first and second angel, they have so darkened their understanding that they can see no light in the third angel message. Pause. This first and second and third angel message is not popular among Adventists. Do you know that this message is supposed to be popular among us? You are being robbed of your eternal blessing, of your eternal riches in these last days. Do you know that? Lord have mercy. Listen, beloved, those who reject the first and second angel, their understanding is darkened. They do not appreciate the third angel. Why? No, beloved. They have so darkened their understanding that they can see no light in the third angel message. Watch this now. Which shows the way into the most holy place. Hold it. So the holy, what, Lord have mercy. So the third angel message, beloved, show us the way into the most holy place by faith, where Jesus is at interceding on our behalf. So you can sit with Jesus. Sit at his feet like Mary. But the God said, we have set up not all of his counsel, and you would none of my reproof. God, give us this counsel. Why? God said, I caused you to be hunger, and I fed you to show you what was in your heart. Beloved, this message is going to test you to the core. Some hard, deep stuff coming your way, beloved. It shook me up. Take me up. I pray that, beloved, you better be ready to stand in these last days. Because the power that be is saying, I pray, beloved, get all things ready. Get your generator, your solar panel. Ladies, young ladies, you know, get your personal items, beloved, because I'm telling you, beloved, Walmart is predicting closing down stores. We do not know where they're going to close down stores. Winn-Dixon, all of these places, beloved, the elites, beloved, they have a lot of plans for us this year. But, beloved, we are told in the spirit of prophecy, get out of the city and get all things ready. Not only that, she said, make haste to get all things ready. Why? To meet the crisis. Hold it right there. Because a lot of God's people say, man, God's going to provide for us. And we know that the Son of the Law is going to come enforced. But she said, those of you know that the Son of the Law is going to be enforced. Those of you know that all earthly support is going to be cut off and all these things. And if you sit in quietitude, and she said, many of us, we sit in quietitude, say, God will help us. She said, God will not help you if you know these things. We must appear. If you don't believe me, God said, go read Proverbs. God said, you slugger, go and watch the hands. The hands, they prepare their food. It is winter now. Do you know that the ants, when fall, beloved, they were gathering all of their food to keep them, to sustain them? But don't get me wrong. We are told the time is coming when the looting and the shooting and the robbing is in the land. We must not gather food. Are you with me, beloved? But, beloved, get all things ready. Beloved, they say, listen, beloved, they are trying to come up with the CBDC, meaning digital currency. In other words, beloved, what they are saying is that your money is going to come to an expiration. Some of us, you maybe have $5,000 in the bank. Beloved, no more. You ain't going to keep that $5,000 3 months, 4 months. No, it's going to expire. No, they are telling us, they say you must spend it or lose it. This is what's going on, beloved. The banks, beloved, a lot of people are losing their money in their bank. People, retirement, beloved, if you're sitting down on this 401k with all of these money, you better go and start hunt. You better start praying. You better start fast and make plans. Call Sister Carla, call Brother Richardson, Pastor Brother Richardson. You know nobody's selling land. Beloved, the land price going up, beloved. Half a acre, beloved. $20,000, $100,000, beloved. We are told what we fail to do in time of peace. You have to do it in time of trouble. Beloved, God called us not to hide. God called us to develop character in the country because a time of trouble is coming. Beloved, oh Lord have mercy. People going to start eating people. Beloved, they are saying, no, do you know that people who are vaccinated start eating people, beloved, because the brain is messed up now, beloved. And on the news, they are not hiding it. Beloved, they are also planning 2025, another pandemic is coming. And they said, this one, COVID-19, don't have nothing on this one, beloved. Boost your immune system. Eat right, exercise, beloved. Go out in the fresh air. Plant your garden. Go out there. That's the best exercise. Bend down and digging up the soil and all these things, beloved. I'm warning you like a warning man. Get ready. Don't sit on that money because you will lose it. Get all things ready, beloved. Because we know some of us are living in the winter cold, beloved. But Jesus said, pray that your flight will not be in the winter or on the Sabbath day. Because, beloved, when you are hungry, beloved, if you are in a cold area, it's worse on your body. When you are hungry, you feel so cold, especially when you are fasting. Beloved, the time of trouble is coming. Start to read upon your word of God like never before. Start to spend time with Jesus. Get off Facebook. Get off social media. If the TV is an addiction, throw it in the garbage bin. Throw a big stone in it. Crush it out. Throw it out of your house, beloved. Whatever taking up your time, beloved, and distracting you from Jesus Christ to study, get ready, get others ready, and stay ready because a time of trouble is coming. That storm is coming, beloved, and you and I cannot stand. Me and myself who are talking to you, I am not ready. But we are told why you are telling others to get ready. God will enable you to be ready in the last days, beloved. Get out of the city. If you're in the country, don't come here. It is not a retirement. Beloved, while you have your garden up there, you see all of those thorns and thistles. God is showing you spiritually there are things in your life that you need to, Lord, take out this thorn and thistle out of my heart. Take out these stones, this stubbornness out of my life. Because Jesus is coming. He loves you so much. He wants to give you a new garment, a new name, a crown of glory, beloved. Remember, do not worry about this house. Do not worry about the car. Do not worry about the furniture. Because, beloved, one day your furniture, your wealth will be under your feet. Diamonds and pearls will be your wall, beloved. You ain't got to worry about winter and all that extreme weather. Beloved, the weather will be nice. You ain't got to worry about trying to keep the light on. Jesus will be your everlasting light, beloved. You ain't got to worry about, beloved, try to keep the car up to date, beloved. Your wings don't need eye change. Your wings don't need service. Beloved, Jesus is coming. Keep your mind on every word. You cannot be lazy, Christian. Seventh-day Adventist, beloved. SDA do not mean sitting down always. It means Seventh-day Adventist. Don't sit down and getting fat in these last days. Get to work. Get to work. Get ready and get others ready, beloved. The third angel message, give us access to Jesus Christ. Because if you are in the most holy place, Jesus is going to show you what is coming. Jesus is going to show you are not ready. Jesus is going to show you how to get ready. Are you eating right? You are not ready. Are you exercising? You are not ready. Are you trying to live up to the council? You are not ready. Are you going to sell out your birthright, beloved? Because of food and clothing, we are told, beloved, because of human laws, going to be made so stringent that man and woman will not be here to keep the law there, to keep the Sabbath. Why? Because of food and clothing. God said, get off meat, get off fish, get off these things, because you do not know the future. God is training your body for what is to come, because we are told in this spirit of prophecy, beloved, we need a faith that can endure hunger. Beloved, the time is coming, beloved. Sometime, maybe throughout the week, beloved. You don't know. You do not know. You maybe eat one time. And that food, God, will sustain the body and keep you going. Beloved, the time is coming, beloved. You have to get fit. And after the 144,000 ain't going to be no lazy. The 144,000 is going to be like, Brother Richardson, can't run up the hill and all these things, beloved. You have to be fit and active. because the time is coming, we are told, the wicked people, when the probation closed, the restraint that God have on the wicked, oh, Lord, have mercy. You and I, we have brothers and sisters, children, grandchildren. If they are not ready, your own children will kill you. Going to kill you, not will. They're going to kill you. They're going to give you up. Because the restraint that God have on the wicked, Lord have mercy. You think you see wickedness yet? You think I see wickedness yet? Wait till probation close. Wait till probation close. But while probation lingers, we have a few. I say a few to get it ready. Beloved, I'm warning you, beloved, so much. I can tell you, scary. The most fair. You may say, beloved, why I'm scaring you? Do you know that the third angel message is the most frightening, the most threatening message ever given unto mankind? The third angel, this is the angel that is sealing. This is the angel going to determine Seventh-day Adventist. This is the angel Advent-like going to determine if you and I are going to receive the seal of God. Either you're going to be a weep or a tear. Let us go one more step with me. Go one more step with me, beloved. Early writing, chapter 60, page 254, paragraph 1. Early writings. Chapter 60, page 254, paragraph 1. As the ministration of Jesus closed in the most holy place, and he passed into the holiest, and stood before the ark containing the law of God, he sent another mighty angel with a third message to the world. A parchment was placed in the angel's hand. And as he descended to the earth in power and majesty, he proclaimed a fearful warning. What this angel is proclaiming? A fearful warning with the most terrible threatening ever born to man. The message was designed, hold it right there. What is the purpose of the first, second, and third angel message? All of these things I'm telling you, let the spirit of prophecy speak now. The spirit of prophecy is going to summarize everything I tell you. Watch this now. The message was designed to put the children of God upon their guard. Guard against what? Listen again. The message was designed to put the children of God upon their guard. You see what is going on? Price is going up. Every time you go to the store, groceries going up. Going up, beloved. Watch this. The message was designed to put Advent light upon their guard by showing them the hour of temptation. Holy, what hour of temptation? Why do you think God said, because we are the Laodicean church. He said, you are not even hot, but lukewarm. And God said, some of us, we are not even either lukewarm. So God said, buy of me gold, try it in the fire. Hold it right there. A trouble is coming, and you must be tested. You and I must be tested. The final test that is coming upon Seventh-day Adventist is you and I, Advent light. You must be tested. Everyone's going to test you. Allow whatever is coming so you be tested, so God to show you and I what was in our heart. But, beloved, God is prepping us to get us ready so it is not too late so we will lose our soul salvation in these last days. The message was designed to put the children of God upon their guard by showing them the hour of temptation. The goal is your faith. It's going to try in fire. The trial that is coming is like fire, beloved. The little test that you and I are going through, we must pass them. If not, well, you have to go around the mountain just like the children of Israel, 40 years. Take them 40 days to go to the promised land, but because of rebellion and stubbornness and laziness and grumbling, complaining, go around the mountain again. We are told, beloved, when we are going through trials and difficulties, we are told if we murmur, the cup that we have, beloved, it will get bitter. But by patience, beloved, it will get sweeter and sweeter. Do not doubt and murmur. No, Satan will try to tempt you in these last days. But if you are spending a little bit of time in the Word of God, little faith, Mickey Mouse, Spirit of Prophecy says, little faith, beloved, cannot go through the time of trouble. We are told those who are in the faith 2 months or less need to know the first, second, and third angel message. Less, beloved, it is going to be impossible for them to go through the time of trouble. Listen again. The message was designed to put the children of God upon their guard by showing them the hour of temptation and anguish that was before them. The anguish. It is coming. God's purpose now, beloved. Listen now. All I read to you, we're going to summarize this with this quotation again. Instruction to Men in Position of Responsibility, October 24, 1902. It said, God's purpose in giving the third angel message to the world is to prepare a people to stand true to him during the investigative judgment. Hold it right there. Question again. We're going to do part two by God's grace. What is the purpose of the third angel? To prepare Advent life. To prepare the seven-day Adventist people to stand true to God. During what? The investigative judgment. Hold it right there. It's just like a court case, beloved. Do you know that you can receive a speeding ticket, but you pay the ticket, you don't go to court. But you still, the record going to come in court and say, it's paid in full. Hold it right here. You and I have a pending case in heaven. Paid in full means it's clear, right? You and I have a pending case. Do you know that you are not going to be present when your name come up in the judgment where Jesus is at in the most holy place? You're going to be absent. There's a record in heaven for you and I. Everything that you do, every touch, beloved. Heaven is seen. You and I, we are like in a movie. And we are playing our part. What part are you playing? Are you on the side of the wicked? Are you on the side of the righteous? Are you seeing this, beloved? So Jesus, when he's going to judge us, he's going to judge you and I like it was only you and I, you alone in this world. When your name comes up in review, beloved, that's the last time God is going to look on your name. Either for righteous or filthy still. If you are not spending quality time with Jesus, you are lukewarm. I have to tell you this. The more you spend with Christ, beloved, you will see sin in its ugly nature. You will hate your own guts. Do you know that God said you will hate even your own sight, beloved, because of this sinful nature that you and I have? God wants you to be close to Jesus. So when you look upon Jesus' righteousness, when you look on your character and say, Lord, woe is me, even though I'm a professed believer, I realize that my character is far away from Christ. When you spread the, why you think the Bible said, faith come by what? Hearing. The more you hear, the more you study, the more you get closer to Christ, the more he show you things in your character, things in your life. Son, daughter, this furniture must go out of your life. This whole furniture needs to leave. I want to put in my furniture. What is God's furniture? His word. What is God's furniture? His promise. What is God's furniture? The counsel, the spiritual prophecy, God wants to fill our life with that, these things. This is the furniture. He said, beloved, will moth and rust will not destroy, nor thief come in to break. Beloved, this life that you and I live in is going to be a continuation in heaven. What? This life that you and I, we are living, we are on a journey to the promised land, right? Remember, the children of Israel are on the journey to the promised land, right? Why it costs, it takes 40 days for them to get there. But because of rebellion, 40 years. How many years, Seventh-day Adventists, we are going around the mountain? Oh, but 175 years. What? Do you know the spirit of prophecy said we have done worse than ancient Israel? Why she say that? Because we have the record of the past of what they are going through, right? And now we have the last message that God gave unto his people in these last days. I don't know who I'm talking to, beloved. I'm talking to myself. I'm searching myself, beloved. I really want to make it. It's just like a parent have to talk to that child hard. That child is hard-headed, man. Boy, you can't get it. My parents have to be firm. God is being firm with you and I in these last days, beloved. He love you, but tough love. Top it up. Look up that tears. Yes, you have to get it right. This is the last time. If you can't get it right, hit the door. Hit the door, you know, when parents, children can't get it right. Hit the door. And parents say, child want to leave, that means a shut door. If you and I cannot get it right, God to leave. He's a father. He's a parent to us. So you can't get it right, children. I love you so much. This is my roof. You have to follow my rules. You can't follow rules. Go along with Satan. But when you go out through that door is going to shut forever. That's it. I love you so much. This is the time. If you go out there in the highways and byways, I'm like the prodigal son father. I will take you back to myself. I want to clean you up and give you a new garment. Advent light, Jesus love you. Jesus want to save you. Jesus want to restore you, your family members. Continue to encourage. Continue to pray. Continue to lead them to Jesus. We have children. We have brothers and sisters and cousins, niece and nephew. If you really love them, do you really love your family? Don't say you love them. Because if you say you love them and you ain't saying nothing to them, you are telling yourself they will go to hell. And if you are saying that, you yourself going to hell too. That a soul, that soul, that family member who is not walking with Christ, Christ hang on that cross for your daughter. Christ hang on that cross for that husband who treats you bad and dog you out. Christ hang on that cross for that wife. Christ hang on that cross for that neighbor, that nagging neighbor, that wicked neighbor you cannot get along with. Christ hang on the cross. Let us start seeing one another in the eyes of Jesus. I may do you wrong, but remember my sinful nature. Kill Jesus on the cross until we all restore each other in the morning. We will not say words that to stir up each other. We will not do things to irritate and annoy each other. We will just talk in love, kindness, meekness, gentleness. We will see such a love in the human family. Angels look into these things, beloved. Beloved, do you know that angels are going to sit down? A lot of us want to see Abraham, Moses, Isaac. Do you know that these men, they're gonna sit down to listen to your testimony, what you go through while we were sleeping? Mm-hmm. I love Sister White writing. I want to see her. But Sister White going to be sitting down and say, my brother, what do you go through while I was sleeping? Do you know that those who are sleeping in the grave, they are waiting for us? What? Those who are in the grave, they are waiting for us to get ready so Christ can come. Even though they are sleeping, you understand what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong now. We know they are sleeping. The dead know not anything. But we are the one that delaying Christ coming. So if we get it right, Christ can put in his appearance so we can see our loved ones again, who we know passed away faithfully, dying the Lord, who are sleeping, beloved. Get ready. Next week we will do part two. The Lord just bring me somewhere else, beloved, just to give you a warning, just to encourage you. Be encouraged. Don't be fearful. You are on the winning side. There's joy. This earth is full of darkness and misery. But remember the new home The heavenly home is full of light and joy and life. No death, no crime is there, but peace and happiness. No more wrinkles, no more gray hairs. No more old age, no more sickness. But let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank you so much for your grace and mercy. Nothing good we have done. As we are about to depart from our phone, we pray that your presence will not depart from us. Thank you so much for being with us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Ricardo, and thank you, brothers and sisters. I pray that you wrote down all those verses so that you can go over them and share it with others. This is a solemn message. Like, every message is pricking at our heart to draw closer to our God, our King, our Lord, because he is soon to make his appearance. But we have to go through a time as never before, and we have to be prepared. He has given us all this time to be prepared. And what are we doing with this time that he's given us? Revelation chapter 15, verse 4 says, "Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy, for all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest." Revelation chapter 15 and verse 4. Jesus loves you, brothers and sisters. Be faithful, even unto the end. Amen. So blessed Sabbath to each and every one of you. Have a good night. And remember to pray for your brothers and sisters. Pray for your family. Pray for your friends, even your enemies. Amen.